8:50 The Buzz. Good morning, everybody, again. Good morning again, everybody. You're tuned to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. I'm Anon, your host for the next hour now, along with Larry Dive.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our producer, Jennifer, is here, too. Good morning. Our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. We pay for them. And Computers 2000 is brought to you today by Mindspring. You can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. Also brought to you by Computer Exchange, the Computer Exchange. They sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road across from North Hills Mall and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center, the Computer Exchange. Computers 2000, also brought to you by Bell South and Realty DCS. You can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. $10 a month for wireless. This is how things work. With us in the studio is Marshall Brain of How Stuff Works. Their website, www.howstuffworks.com. And sitting in the background, being very quiet, is Steve Christian.
It's all right. He brought us food. Also, he knows how to feed.
Oh, yeah.
Feeding and caring of geeks.
It's very good. Food. Free food. We love it.
Do you know that the show we did with Interland is still it's in the Hall of Fame on the Computers 2000 page, and you can hear yourself there. Yeah. Don't feel bad. this hour, we take your calls or questions about anything computer-related. So go for it now. But we're still talking with Marshall Brain of How Stuff Works. We left when you were telling us that you're getting about 500-600 emails a day, and why don't I hear you?
Because we turned off his mic.
No, I didn't turn off his mic. Something happened there? That's very interesting. Try it. Go for it.
Hello. You are being assimilated. The reason you can't hear him is because Microsoft Report is not finished yet.
I really can't hear him.
No, I know.
Am I here?
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
We let him go just to appease you.
I found out what was wrong, Jennifer. Five or 600, and we were talking about the data where your stuff is. So you have your own web server. I hope that you're not.
Yes, we have four actually. Two that sit at
mail server.
Oh yeah, we have one machine that does nothing but mail.
But mail sitting there just doing mail,
grinding through it. So we both receive a lot of emails, and then people can sign up for a free newsletter, and we email out to them every week and let them know what the new articles are.
Do you send out the new, can I sort of like subscribe to a list or something, and whenever something new comes out, you send it out?
Yes. So right now we have a weekly newsletter, but we'll soon have a facility where you can pick, I want to know particularly about new stuff on engines, and we'll just inform you about different segments of the site. So there's a lot of new stuff coming down, because we have programmers working for the company now who can build infrastructure for us. So,
what's in the newsletter?
Like last week's newsletter, it talked about the five new articles that came out last week.
And talked about them or had them in it?
It told you where, a brief summary of each one, and then a link where you click and you'd go right to the article out of the email.
Okay.
And then the questions that got answered in the question of the day. For the week, which is an incredibly popular feature that gets over 10,000 people a day come to read just what the question of the day is. So that's probably the most popular thing on the site, actually, is people coming every day to see the question of the day. And we also have a link of the day, now the article of the day, because we publish a new article every day. Hopefully going to be doing the gadget of the day soon, where you come and learn about new technology things coming down the pipe. There's like an infinite quantity of new.
Oh, good. There really is.
unbelievable.
I must get 100 catalogs a week full of gadgets.
Right.
Cool. I like it.
And that's interesting. That's what I'm saying. It's really fun to do stuff like that. Really fun. All right, let's take a question here. Warren, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I actually wanted to tell you about a problem that I think some of your listeners should be aware of. A lot of people in Raleigh have received mailers over the last month or two from a company called Telocity that's offering DSL service in the Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get their service by signing up on January 1st. They kind of promise that they'll have you all set and going in about 2.5 weeks from the day you order. And there is one caveat in that, and they tell you that if you have a home security system, rather than them just sending you the modem and having you set it up yourself, they're going to need to come to your home to do a home wiring appointment to kind of bypass the home security system if your security system is using the same phone line. Well, it turns out that these guys do not have anybody, not a single person
in
from the Raleigh area who is willing to do these home wiring appointments. And the closest person they have is 3 hours away. And I talked to the supervisor there yesterday, and he's not authorized to send people to Raleigh from 3 hours away to do these home wiring appointments. So as of right now, this company cannot provide you with DSL service if you have a home security system.
And that's T-E-L-O...
T-E-L-O-C-I-T-Y.
Yeah.
And I know in my neighborhood in North Raleigh, they've just been blanketing the households with these mailers telling you about this wonderful service. That, and by the way, free installation and only $39.95 a month. So they're undercutting Bell South's fast access service by a good amount. But if you have a home security system as of right now, they can't offer it to you.
But if you don't... Everything is okay. Do you know anybody that has a service?
No, I don't. Not yet.
You see,
they just started sending these mailers out, so I haven't encountered anybody yet who's actually successfully gotten the service.
See, the question that comes to my mind is that if I have a home security service, why would I want someone to come in to wire around it? I mean, there's not even close that I would do that.
Yeah, but you know what? If you want DSL, you got to do that.
Yeah, let's open up your house and your computer to everybody in the world.
Well, the cool thing about this service, if they do get it offered, is that they don't have to do an installation or anything.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own DSL modem technology where their pitch is if you can use a toaster, you can plug this thing in yourself and be set to go within 30 minutes.
Well, you see, the only thing that reminds me of is Flashcom, who started last summer to sell to people in our area and for cheaper, and took their money, and I think just last week was the first one that got actually service from them.
Wow.
And
to their credit, they haven't taken any money from me, and
do you have a security system?
Yes, I do.
So you don't see it happening?
Well, they've told me I'm going to get a call tomorrow at work telling me whether they can get somebody to do it this week or not.
And
if not, I'm going to probably either have to go with Bell South or maybe a cable modem, but I've been trying to avoid that.
Okay. Any of your neighbors that you know getting it?
What do you mean, DSL?
Yeah. From there, from Telocity.
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, if anybody out there is ordering it and they don't have a security system, please let us know so we know that this is a real thing.
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Because right now,
too.
It sounds like a lot of promises. With that's cheap. That's really cheap. And I would.
That's been my experience thus far.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. And let's talk to Jerry and Raleigh. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Adnan. I've got a problem with Internet connections right now. I recently upgraded to Roadrunner. I've got a Sony VAIO computer I bought in early 97. It's 166 megahertz.
Okay.
Pentium MMX, and I've got 64 megs of RAM. And I was been a satisfied Mindspring customer for several years, but decided to try Roadrunner in January, and I installed a NIC card on the machine and got my cable modem running. And it was a lot of fun with the high-speed access and stuff. This Thursday, all of a sudden, I couldn't connect. I tried various things, recycling the modem, rebooting. And all of a sudden the computer started with another problem. It wouldn't shut down through the normal Windows 98 shutdown. The computer came with Windows 95, but I upgraded to 98 about a year and a half ago. and it wouldn't shut down. It couldn't connect. I spent 2 hours yesterday on the phone with some helpful customer support at Time Warner Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through the usual stuff, recycling the cable modem. They told me to try to they would try to delete the TCP IP on the WinIP CFG program, tried to delete, go through network, to delete the
delete the thing to the NIC card,
yeah, and reinstall it. But when I tried, when we went through the usual thing to delete it, the system would just freeze. I'd have to reboot. And they, what they said was, it's probably your operating system. You need to reinstall Windows 98. And I said, this was the final advice after 2 hours. And I said, well, that means I lose all my data and programs. I mean, I've never reinstalled an operating system. I've upgraded. And they said, yes, you'll lose all your programs and data files. Is that true? And what's your suggestion?
If you reinstall, you should wipe it, and obviously you're going to lose it. But
right.
it's not necessarily true.
Okay.
I don't know how long you've been listening to our show here, but you need to make backups.
Okay.
That's why you make backups. Now, if you have backups, then you can restore the data files. Programs need to be installed. You can't just restore a program because it writes to the registry in some other places.
So basically, now if I decide to back up everything, do I need to get a zip drive or something? What do I need to do?
You need to get a tape drive.
A tape drive.
Really, and finish, back up your whole drive. Now, there may be some other things that you don't need to do all this. Obviously, it's very hard for somebody to be over the phone to try and fix your computer.
Yes,
that doesn't work. That doesn't work even for me. it may not be that complicated. There may be something else that needs to be taken out of the loop, deleted, or...
Do you have any suggestions? And then, of course, my computer's 3 years old, and
give me,
another
I'll
option
what,
is just
I'll
to buy a new one.
I tell you what, give me a call after this afternoon, 852-2121.
Sure.
And I'll talk to you about it.
Sure. My other option, of course, is just to buy a new PC.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. All right.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And Mike.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if you could ask your guest.
You ask him.
All right. Mr. Brain.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I was wondering if you could comment on where you think the future of brick-and-mortar learning institutions, you know, where it might be heading with, you know, like things like yours on the net and other things just coming out there. It's just like I can see it just not becoming necessary to get in your car and drive to, you know, NC State and find a parking place.
I understand.
And then sit in a room with 300 people. I mean, you know.
So where is it going?
Well, so there's a couple ways to look at it. One is the process of training versus education. If you think about some of the things that happen at a university, say you're 18 years old, you're out of high school, and you go to a university, you actually physically move your body there, and you're immersed in the university culture for 2 or 3 or 4 years of your life, then there's a lot more happening there than just taking a class and learning a certain topic. Then the other side of it is, you're 30 years old, you're trying to change your career, and you're going to go take a two-week class, or you're going to take a two-month course in, you know, NT System Services or something like that. So I think the web will totally take over the training aspect of things. I think the brick and mortar will continue to exist for the four-year degree educational process, where you go and you actually learn something about how life works partially at a university campus. So, you know, place when you hear about people going to Harvard, and the reason they go there is as much to network with other people and learn how to interact with other people and so on as they do to learn certain subjects. So there's multiple things happening in the brick and mortar environment.
So it's a boot camp for young people for life, I guess.
In a sense.
But then universities, and everybody keeps talking about that a huge part of their client base now is actually the 30-year-olds or the, you know, even the 45-year-old, you know, mothers coming back and getting back in. It's just a huge portion of their, you know, students.
Yep, that's true. And I think a lot of that will be taken over by the web. But the thing about a university is the immersion. You can actually focus on things at the exclusion of everything else. So that's a that's an advantage.
Well,
all right, we need to we
sure.
need to break.
Great website, and honor talking to you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number again is 800-850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. We pay for them. So if you are there driving and you want to ask Marshall any question, go for it.
Any question.
Marshall Brain.
Doesn't mean I'll know the answer.
Marshall Brain of How Stuff Works, www.howstuffworks.com. Anytime you want to, anytime you want to hear or learn how things work, you do it there. Oh, yeah.
We
forgot
have freebies.
All about it. Oh, I forgot. That's true.
Wait a minute. I'll
okay. Miss Jennifer, we're going to take caller number six right now to 875-0062 wins a T-shirt from How Stuff Works. That's the first one in the giveaway. There are some others. So caller number six to 875-0062. Go for it right now. And Marshall, when things like when sites like How Stuff Works are out there, a lot of people come in to look at it. Do you have any statistics telling you how many people so far looked at the site?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways to get statistics from a website. One is a log that the
right.
web server throws off,
so
and you can also instrument it. We use a company called Hitbox that
mm-hmm.
Does page counts and stuff. So a typical day right now has between 30 or 40,000 people who come visit, and they read something like 150,000 articles off the site on a typical day. So
this is just staggering numbers.
Aren't they?
Well, compared to Yahoo, it's not.
No, I actually think about that. 30 to 40,000 people a day off a website in Raleigh. I mean, you know, these things are real hard to comprehend, but you're right.
And it's educational, too. It's not,
yeah.
you know, a sports site or something like that. Like, Total Sports gets massive traffic also,
right.
and they're out of Raleigh. So.
Yeah, I think we need to stop boasting about this, because this is how you win the attention of anybody who wants to do a denial of service attack. This is exactly how you win those things, by saying, wow, you know, I've got that. I say, okay, now let's do something. Did I tell you when all this was going with Yahoo and Amazon,
right.
one of my customers was asking, are we protected against that? No, we're not. But just by the virtue of us being small, nobody pays attention to do stuff like this.
Now, has anyone heard a follow-up on the story from the guy at NC State who has distributed a fix for this? I mean, there was a scientist, an NC State computer scientist, and it was in the newspaper that said he had software he'd been working on for 3 years, and they had supposedly posted that on the internet, and I hadn't heard anything more about it, but it in
probably
fact,
because it wasn't true.
I don't know.
I don't know how you can protect against something like this, because you're going to have to take away from the functionality of the website.
I think this was a tracer software more than anything. It was a sniffer,
yeah.
so that I could identify the host and the sender, and then
that's possible.
But I just wondered if anyone heard anything more about that.
We have a winner for first T-shirt, Larry Lawrence.
Hey, Larry. All right. These are great T-shirts, right? They're all 100% cotton. They meet the geek seal of approval. And they say cool things on them.
860-0850, star 850 on your Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone. Pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. We're going to give another one today, and then we'll give some, so we talk about it.
Next week? Yeah. Good. Good.
We're going to do that later on. What else was I going to ask?
I got a question.
Okay. He's got a question.
You're in trouble now.
Pressure zone.
So when people call in and they get free cell phone calls, do you get the bill for that? Like, is there a huge, gigantic cell phone bill, or does Alltel and so on, do they just waive the fees on that?
No, I really, this is on the business side. I have no idea how that works. I think that what happens is the station pays for it.
Okay.
Unless maybe they trade with, but I don't remember if they do or they don't.
Okay.
The station pays for it. It's not that much. I mean, when you think about it.
Right. Well, that'd be a good question of the day. I'll have to call your business side. We'll do that as the question of the day.
Call and talk to Brian, and he'll probably be able to tell you.
Good.
But Steve was saying to ask you, who's the leader of East Timor?
Who's Donald? and you can then be the next president.
That's true. I could. Ah, wow. Is there a timer going on this? I believe it's, do you have a sound effect for me if I get it right or wrong? if I get it wrong. I think it's Hamidi, isn't it?
He's probably right.
Rodney. Rodney? No Rodney here, huh? Rodney?
Yes.
Oh, good morning.
Hello, how are you all?
Fine.
Great. Two quick items. First of all, for Matthew, I remember
for
years.
Who? Marshall.
Marshall, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Years ago, there was a series of books about how things work, and I didn't catch earlier whether he's hoping to evolve his creation into a series of books or not.
Well, there was a series of books published by Simon & Schuster in the 1960s that were just fantastic multi-volume series on how things work. I have the first two of that series. It's a great collection. And then David McAlay has a book called The Way Things Work, which is a gorgeously illustrated book on just everything. I think it's like an 800-page book on how things work. And one of its trademark is this little mastodon cartoon character that floats throughout the book and demos a lot of the stuff. So we have a lot of energy around doing a series of books off the website, and that's something we'll get into more this year. But I'm a big fan of the books, How Things Work and The Way Things Work, because they're fantastic introductions.
Wow. Yeah, I've been searching around trying to find that series of books, the ones you're speaking of from the 60s.
Right.
Because I had those when I was growing up.
Right.
And I've been trying to search to see if anything like that was available again. So this is very fascinating and interesting for me, and I certainly wish you a lot of luck with that.
Well, thank you. There's a couple things you could try. I think the Link of the Day that's running over the weekend is a site that goes into used bookstores and catalogs them for you. So if you wanted to try to find the books from the 60s, I think it's called bibliofind.com.
Oh, okay.
So look on the site. There's the Link of the Day. And then there's also down at the bottom, there's just a big list of books from Amazon related to how things work. And you can click on there and kind of go through. I think there's 6 or 7 different books that Amazon currently sells.
Okay.
So I'd go check both those. I think you'd probably have good luck finding the books from the 60s through that BiblioFind site.
Okay, great. And then another question, just general knowledge question for Amnon the gang there. excuse me. For a layperson like me now, I'm wanting to get into a high-speed Internet service. I've heard of the Roadrunner and the Bell South service. I live in North Raleigh. Do you have any recommendations about which one I may want to look at or lean towards?
Whoever can provide it.
That's right.
Really? Okay. Like we heard, did you get any of those mailers about Telocity?
No.
Try that. If you get you may be able to get on the web. Just try and do a search for them. Cable is okay now. If you can get DSL, that's it's better, but see if you can get it.
Okay.
If you can't get any of them, then ISDN is your next best thing.
Is there additional equipment, or do I need, I have a 300.
It depends who you go with.
Okay.
The only thing that, that you will need, I mean, is a NIC in the case of cable or ADSL or a modem router, whatever, with the ISDN.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And let's talk to Chris. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have a question for Mr. Brain. I was wondering what kind of tactics and strategies he had when he originally launched the site to get people to visit the site. That's one of my toughest things with my own website.
I understand. Well, first, I tend to discourage the name Mr. Brain because it sounds a lot like Mr. Potato Head to me. So, you can call me Marshall. So getting traffic to a site is a really interesting process. So I mentioned at the very beginning of the show that my wife and I formed a small publishing company to publish The Teenager's Guide to the Real World. And we tried a number of websites with that publishing company, one on personal finance, one on stuff for teenagers, one on community bulletin board system. And what I found is that a lot of it has to do with something I call resonance, where you put something out and you put it in the search engines and so on, and either it resonates with people on the web or it doesn't. There's a whole bunch of topics you can write about that for some reason folks aren't interested in. And you know, certain things for teenagers, for example, work really well, and certain other things no one will come to read. So you have to, I think, do a set of experiments and put them in search engines and just see what works and what doesn't, and then try to build on what works.
Well, that's been the frustrating thing, is getting listed in the search engine.
Mm.
Why is it frustrating?
Well, you submit, and
yeah.
Then you go check. You know, I have several applications that'll check to see what position I'm listed, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it doesn't even show up.
Right.
And, you know, they like AltaVista says, put keywords in your meta tags and
right.
a description there, and then kind of make sure your content matches up to your keywords.
Right.
And, you know, I check all that.
You have to understand one thing,
uh-huh.
And I'm glad you're bringing that up. People are getting emails about, pay us $500 and we'll list you and you'll be
the
top 20.
Oh, yeah.
How many people can be in the top 20?
20!
Well,
right?
A lot of times they're guaranteed you'll be listed.
Never mind guarantees. I mean, this is all, as far as I'm concerned, are schemes.
Right.
Now,
look at you listed in the top 20 for yoursite.com.
That's right. If you are going to, if you're going to make a search and search for three or four of the words that you put in your keywords, you will come up at the top. But you have to be creative with the words. The other side of it is, would the user use that word? No.
Right.
So just keep at it and keep on listing yourself once a month, and it's doing that. Now, going back to how you did it, Marshall, so you don't promote spam.
We don't use spam at all. And you you take your life into your own hands, actually.
Yeah, I know. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you can't.
Okay. Chris, I hope you got your answer, your answer you were looking for. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. We pay for them. And let's go and talk with John. John, good morning.
Good morning. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I've got a problem in that I've got three items, two printers and a scanner that all want to use a parallel port. I just purchased another machine, and I now have USB on that machine.
Okay.
There is a product that is out that is converting a printer to a parallel printer to a USB.
Right. Actually, it converts USB to a
pardon?
Parallel. Actually, it converts USB to a parallel, so you can plug a – but, yeah, okay, go ahead.
I can't get it to recognize that USB.
Is the USB recognized if you plug something else in it?
I get the window that comes up that says that something's been plugged in there, but I can't get it to recognize the driver that came with the converter. And I went to their website and downloaded
You're going to have to call them because I see where the problem is. You're running a driver that is for a parallel printer, but
yes.
You're running it through a USB
yes.
port. Yeah, that could be, I think, what you – I don't know what driver you would need.
Well, they send a driver to convert it to USB, but it won't recognize the thing.
You're going to have to talk to them.
Talk to them about
yeah.
I thought maybe you might have a secret.
Not that I know of. How old is the printer?
The printer's about a year old.
Oh, never mind.
And they said that there's a...
The simple way to do this is to go and get another printer port.
Well, if I didn't have so many cartridges, I'd just go ahead and buy another printer that's got USB on it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can buy a parallel port, just a port to plug into the computer, so you have two parallel ports. And then you plug the printer into it, and they cost about $15-$20.
And the two of them will work
oh,
fine
yeah.
on the computer?
Oh, yeah, because you have two parallel ports. One will be LPT-1, the other one will be LPT-2.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
Sure.
Bye
Thanks
now.
For calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone. Let's see what Mark has to say about this. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
I just want to say, excellent show, and it's nice to hear Marshall out on the airwaves.
Thank you.
You sound like you're on the waves on the ocean.
Riding around Raleigh about the same thing.
Go on.
Question, I'm looking to get better exposure when people are searching for our business, our industry, and just like the other gentleman about problems with the different search engines and the
uh-huh.
directories. Is one possible way to increase exposure by maybe building thousands of different directories, like city directories or something like that, increase the number of directories that would hyperlink back to your main site? Is that a possibility, Marshall?
Well, you can register with hundreds or thousands of search engines now, and you can also pay pretty small fees to get into certain IMALs, they're called, or different places that try to aggregate sites together by industry or by location. So the idea is that if you get yourself in enough of these places that each one will produce, you know, a couple people and it'll all aggregate together into a lot of traffic. All of these things are just trying to help people to find you, and then the hope is that once they find you, they'll come back after that first exposure. So you're trying to create a site that encourages people to come back because you're publishing daily content or because you have a really big database or something that gives them a reason to come back. So if
yeah.
you have a brochure kind of site, a site that tells about your business, then usually you use other media to drive people to that brochure so they can learn more. So those are kind of the strategies you have available.
Okay. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 50 on the Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone, pound 50 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And let's go to the phone and talk with Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Emma.
couple of months ago.
Keith, hold on a second. Uh-huh. Hold on 1 second. Let me tell everybody. Okay, we're going to give away another shirt. Be caller number 7 right now. Caller number 7 to 875-0062 for a T-shirt from How Stuff Works. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I heard you mention that in order to prevent companies from being able to determine where you've been on the Internet or trying to profile the
right.
sites that you visit, that
mm-hmm.
that you could just change your cookie folders from over to read-only. And with all the controversy that's been going on with this company, DoubleSpace, the last couple
Double
of
Click.
Weeks, or Double Click, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Double Click. I've read several articles and that talk about things that you can do to prevent that from happening. But they mention things like, you know, changing your Internet Explorer setting to not accept cookies or to download files that prevent cookies from being placed on your system.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them mention that simple maneuver that you mentioned. So I
mm-hmm.
wanted to make sure that actually works.
Oh, it works.
Find
for
out
me.
Why it works.
Because nobody can add to it. You delete it, you create one, and you set it as a read-only. Nobody can write to it, but the program, the system, the operating system or the browser doesn't know that it actually did not write it. It accepted it, and it, as far as it knows, it wrote it. But those to figure out where you were and what your habits don't have to do with cookies. That's not necessarily cookie material.
With all
the free services, they actually see where you're going by your IP and things like that. If you listen to last week's show, we talked about Norton Internet Security. Get a copy of that. I think what did you say? It was like $40-some, $50-some.
Probably cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's supposed to. I installed it, and sure enough, I don't get any more ads. Oh boy, this is so nice. There are no more of these ads. It's weird because some pages come up with blank spaces in them, but it slows it down. I mean, I wanted to see how it works. You can just set it to read only, and no cookies will be written. Now, the cookies thing is, it's supposedly, you see, it's not good also not to have the cookies
right.
opened up, because you go to certain places that they're actually looking to see who you are, because you're a member, and they don't know who
they
you are.
They won't accept you if you don't.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's, there are two sides to it. The best thing is, to just not be paranoid.
No, wait.
There's still nothing in there. There's still nothing in there that they can do anything with. The idea of cookies is later on to put a lot of information in there for people to know, or for sites to know who you are and what you do and all that. And they can take this instead of you having to enter credit card numbers and address and all that. You could put it in there and it'll go automatically. Now somebody can do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for calling 850 The Buzz. And we're almost there. I want to mention, before I forget to everybody again, about the web-based classes on Delta Force. And probably the beginning of April, it's going to go up to $245, they tell me. So right now, it's still $99. Go for it. www.deltaforce.net and click on web-based classes. We're almost to the end here. Kevin, I don't have time to get you because, like I said, we're almost at the end here, but you can call me later on, 852-2121. If you have a question about the UPS, I'll help you. Marshall, it was great.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
What else do you have to tell us? We have like about a minute.
Well, the stuff coming down this week and next will be really interesting in terms of articles, and I believe 2 weeks from now we'll do the article How Stuff Works. So we'll be able to let you go behind the scenes of the website and see all the different people who are involved and so on. That'll be a great article. So we're looking forward to that.
You want to say good morning to anybody? Anybody is listening to you now that...
Well, my wife and son are probably listening. Hello, Lee and David.
Steve, you were real quiet the whole time.
Been quiet the whole time, but I do want to say hello to Susan and Joseph. So thanks a lot for letting me get that in.
Sure. Larry, you want
to... All mine are asleep.
Yeah, they're still asleep.
I know.
By the way, the winner of the second T-shirt is Dan Straight.
Dan!
So, and we have a few more to give next week and the week after. So keep listening. Nice T-shirts. Very nice T-shirts. They're all of them asleep. Okay, well, I want to say good morning to Hannah and Kathy. And thanks for everybody. Marshall, thanks again.
Right.
I mean, it's really a pleasure. It's really nice to have something like that. And hopefully it'll help. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz and the voice of the Hurricanes, Intercomputers 2000. And thank you, Jennifer, for producing. As usual, practice safe computing, back up your hard drive, and don't forget to use a virus scanner. We'll be back here next Sunday at 8. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station that brings you Imus in the Morning, Mike Solardi, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, ESPN, and more. Sports Radio 850. A buzz.